Hey, podcast listeners. If you enjoy learning about important issues affecting your world, then be sure to join us this month on WSJ.com as we explore the people and programs helping to solve America's hunger issues. This July, we're partnering with MiniUSA to defy hunger on the Mini Takes the States rally. Check out the program on WSJ.com and donate to the cause at DefyHungerTogether.com.
We're in a housing recovery, right? Tell that to the millions of Americans who rent. That's next.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The housing recovery that began in 2012 has lifted the overall market, but the Wall Street Journal says the rebound has left behind a big chunk of the middle class as issues such as high prices and credit woes have forced millions of Americans to rent instead of buy. That's led to persistently low levels of home ownership in the U.S. Laura Cusisto wrote the Journal story about this lopsided housing rebound. Laura, when we talk about the housing recovery, in part that has to do with rising prices. Of course, that's good news for Americans concerned about their home values. Haven't prices risen recently in most of the country?
Yeah, certainly overall, national home prices are now within 2% of their 2006 peak, which is a stronger recovery than most economists had expected. And as you say, is great news for people who own a home.
This survey, I think, by S&P CoreLogic indicates that home prices are up in more than 80% of the nation's real estate markets.
Yeah, that's a National Association of Realtors survey. But yes, it shows exactly that. It shows in the vast majority of markets, home prices are up.
But haven't most of the price gains come from a lack of housing supply rather than demand from buyers?
Yeah, so I think that's the big concern, is that the fact that home prices are rising to some degree has masked other problems with the market, where we're basically at recession levels of new home construction. And that's more so what's pushing home prices up rather than, you know, new people entering the market and buying homes.
So it's resulted in hundreds of thousands fewer households that are actually buying homes, correct?
Yes. One economist estimates that 200,000 to 300,000 fewer households each year are buying a new home, which is a pretty big drag on the housing market and on the economy.
Why don't you talk about the falling home ownership rate? It's at near historic levels, low levels.
Yeah, exactly. So the home ownership rate has fallen to the level in 1965, which is when the census first started tracking quarterly data. And that's particularly interesting because most people expected this year that it was going to level off and start to creep up. So the fact that it's still falling so many years into the recovery suggests that we may be looking at a long-term shift towards millions more Americans renting instead of owning.
Well, aren't there concerns? Right now, it's just below 63%. Aren't there concerns that it could fall below 60%?
Yeah. One paper that I quote in the article talks about the homeownership rate falling to 58%. They actually even estimate at the very outside it could fall as low as 50%. But even if it's just 58, that's a pretty dramatic drop.
Aren't there specific reasons for the falling rate of homeownership?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So one of them is tight credit conditions. I think certainly nobody disagrees that we don't want people getting mortgages as easily as they did in 2006. But we have swung the other way to the point where even people with, you know, pretty good middle class jobs and kind of average, you know, decent but not perfect credit scores have a tough time. Rising rents have also made it harder for people to save for a down payment. Student debt is a factor. And there's, you know, some evidence that for some people it's just a shift in attitudes towards home ownership, and people, you know, don't necessarily see it as good of an investment as they once did.
Well, what do you think would have to happen first in order for the level of home ownership to rise? Is it banks becoming a little less stringent, or, you know, is it consumers making more money? I mean, what's
it'd probably be sort of a magic brew of getting easier to get a mortgage, banks easing up those credit standards, people's incomes rising more, and home builders building more homes, especially at kind of middle and lower price points that are what first-time home buyers can afford.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that next. Hasn't a big problem in the housing industry been a lack of single-family homes, particularly lower-priced homes? I mean, they're just not building them.
Yeah, if you look at levels of home construction, I mean, and that housing starts have risen in recent months, but they're still basically up to what is the bottom of a typical recession. So we're looking at very, very low levels of new home construction. Then in addition to that, they're focusing very much on the high end because that's just sort of where the safety is. Whereas, like, to build those affordably priced homes, you have to go further and further out from the city. You're just taking a bigger risk. That's where a lot of home builders got burned during the last cycle. So they're just less likely and willing to do that.
So I guess the majority of the housing recovery and the majority of the recovery in home building has come in what, major cities and these higher priced areas?
Yeah, so you have this divide between markets in California, where people are starting to talk about another housing bubble, a market like San Jose that we also reported is the first city where a typical home costs more than $1 million. So you see those markets rebounding really strongly. And then markets like Las Vegas, Phoenix, Detroit, where people aren't sure if we're going to see home prices recover in some people's lifetimes.
Laura Crocisto of The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.